Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's just the world's best idea. Just give me a holler about whatever it is that's on your mind. And folks, I have to ask you a question. We've been putting things up on Facebook, which we thought were really either provocative or meaningful or whatever, and you guys have not been responding in your usual large numbers. Is there something you need to tell us? Although, I think more and more people are getting kind of a little burned out about Facebook. But our Facebook is the kind of Facebook that you don't have to worry about. Your employer's not going to see it. We're not going to send it along with your college application. An ex, presumably, is not going to see it, right? It's only for the program. And you don't have to share intimate personal details of your life. I think I put up, when I first started using Facebook, I put up something saying, have you ever done anything illegal? And somebody wrote and said, Joy, Facebook isn't really anonymous. So I said, okay, yeah, maybe that's a good point. I mean, for me, it's not really anonymous. Well, it is. I mean, it's not anonymous because it's mine, but I really don't share personal details at all. I mean, I everybody worried about the NSA and all, you know, they're spying on us. We tell people more things on Facebook than NSA knows about any of us. And we sign it, right? And we make it public, so.
Right.
You don't have Facebook page, or you did, right? But you shut it down?
I do have Facebook, yeah. Like, you mean like my own personal Facebook?
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
Well, my family uses it to show pictures of the kids and yada, yada. And they'll send me links every once in a while, and I'll look at them. But I actually sort of like seeing the kids in person. There was an article today that I was looking at that said the best way to feel really old is to look at other people's kids. Because, right? Yeah. That at some point in our lives, we don't really age very much. I mean, the difference between being 20 and 25 or 50 and 55 really isn't very much. But watching kids grow, I mean, it's like watching, you know, time-lapse photography. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
It's really, it's sort of alarming on some level. It's sort of enchanting on another, but... And it's not that we don't care about other people's kids as much and keep in touch. It's just that day-to-dayness. I mean, even with your own kids, if you take a vacation for a week, you come back, especially with the younger the kid, I think the more dramatic the interval is. It's just, whoa,
mm-hmm.
What happened? And when your kids go away to college, they come back. And, I mean, you think of – there was an article that I was looking at that said, what age do you see yourself as being? What age do you see yourself as being?
Well, I'm 30 in actuality, but I would say, I don't know, it kind of changes. Sometimes I feel a little older, sometimes I feel a little younger. I guess it kind of depends on maybe my mood or what I'm doing.
Well, this article, which I think your point is better than their point, which is the article was that there's kind of an age that we see ourselves, and when we look in the mirror, it doesn't really necessarily add up to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're young, you tend to view yourself as older. That's, you know, when you're five, you say, I'm 5 3/4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at some point, and when you're like 17, you say, oh, I'm 18. Old enough to do whatever it is that I'm not supposed to be able to do. And then I think at some point, my great-grandmother at one point, who lived to be 90, I think 97, when she was in her late 80s, started adding. Because she just thought it was really cool, because she'd go up to some little old person and say, how old are you? And say, I'm 84. And my grandmother would say, who was at the time probably 86 or something, she'd say, I'm 93. So age, the idea of how you see yourself. So the way to get in touch with me, 855-99-375-69. We got Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. I suppose we can talk a little bit about that tomorrow, if anybody cares about the Super Bowl. It used to be, this is one of those things, I'll say it today because everybody's going to be saying it tomorrow, and it's not true. Then somehow this notion got spread around about maybe 8 or 10 years ago that Super Bowl Sunday was one of the highest domestic violence days on the American calendar.
I think I remember something like that coming out.
Yeah, it's not true.
Yeah, I never bought into it either.
Yeah, well, the assumption is, or the reason, I don't even know who sort of said it. But
is it like the fans of like the losing team get like angry team lost,
it's sort of a combination of things, and everybody could sort of point to the fans of the losing team get angry. There's too much booze.
Yeah.
People bet that the Super Bowl, I think, is the number one. I think it's even more so than the World Soccer Championship is a huge day for betting.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, if somebody wins, somebody's going to lose. And
yeah.
You can lose even by picking the right team if the spread is not in your favor. So,
right.
And also that men are primarily invested in the sport. So the little woman saying, "Can we go to a movie?" or the kids saying, "Daddy, can we come play ball?" And I suppose the other thing being that it is a violent game, and we know from numerous studies that violence tends to beget violence. But none of those, it's just not true. I mean, and it's, you can see why it could get started, because you could make sort of an argument that would support it, but it's not true. So there you go. It turns out that a bad economy tends to favor domestic violence. Breaking up tends to support domestic violence. Alcohol does support domestic violence to a certain mm-hmm. extent, but Super Bowl Sunday is not a particular, which isn't to say that any violence on any day against anybody is unacceptable. But it's one of those assumptions. For example, people say that the holidays are high suicide time, and they are not.
Right.
The high suicide times are, I think, August and February. You know, August is one of them. But I mean, so people make, and it's again one of the issues about, and this was even before the internet. This was sort of media. But you and I were talking about issues. I have not. I cannot tell you how many people have called and said, "Oh, can you believe that somebody referred to it as weather porn?" That the worse you make the situation sound, the more that apparently during bad weather that the Weather Channel's ratings and news ratings go up like by a factor of three,
because
everybody wants to hear about it and see about it. But you know, you and I were talking about it, that the nation, we've become a nation where the default mode is fear.
Yeah,
folks, you have to sort of take things with a grain of salt and ask who's telling you what and why they're telling you that. Be a little bit cautious about buying into anybody's gloom and doom and, you know, we're gonna take care of you because the world is a dangerous place. In psychology, that's called the bad mother phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stick with me because the world's a bad place and you can't trust anybody but me. Woo.
Well, and I look at certain things like weather, too. You know, the only real things that scare me in terms of weather are, you know, tornadoes kind of scare me a little bit. Hurricanes kind of scare me a little bit, and earthquakes scare me. But
I'll tell you, of the three, I've been in all three, and I'll tell you the one that scares me by far and away the most is earthquakes, because
yeah.
the earth literally is moving under your feet, and there is no place to escape.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
And your mind can't, you just can't process it. I mean, you just can't think about what could possibly be happening where your entire world is moving.
Yeah. So. And the other two, I mean, when you're talking about
they're not fun.
They're not
yeah.
fun, and they you know they can
they know, can be destroy, devastating.
They can destroy
yeah.
homes and everything. But and especially in the case of like a hurricane, you have you know a lot
you
of
you should have some warning.
Yeah, you have
yeah.
some warning. You can get out of town in time. And,
yeah, or get in the cellar, or whatever.
An earthquake can happen at any given moment when you're not expecting
out of
and
nowhere.
Nowhere you can go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the idea of standing in the door frame. Let
yeah.
me tell you, every impulse in your body is saying, get out of here, which, of course, is the wrong impulse. I was on the air in San Francisco at the Embarcadero on the 33rd floor. And the Embarcadero, well, San Francisco, as we know, is very earthquake prone. The Embarcadero is on 8-foot bearings. So it moves. It was built to move. And I was interviewing a woman about healthy meals at McDonald's. And I noticed that the suspended ceiling was hitting all three walls and the ceiling at the same time. And I thought my producer was playing with me and was bouncing my chair around, and realized in about 4 seconds, I'm going to have to call you back. It's an earthquake. It's not an earthquake today. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we also talk about things that might impact your life, and we've added kind of the additional perspective of things that have gone on historically, just to sort of give you the hint of what the day might bring. I'll tell you what I did this morning. This is the day I do the interview with Doug Steffen. And he's in Massachusetts. And I said, how much snow? I said, because he also broadcasts out of California sometimes. And I said, well, that's not very smart. Which, you know, it's pretty early in the morning. My inhibitions are somewhat they don't exist. If I'm sleepy, you know, Sadie barred the door. And so I said, how much snow did you get? And he said, 34 inches. And I said, oh, come on, suck it up. You know, yesterday in history, New York upstate got 10 feet in 24 hours. So I thought, well, that was good. I could just... So what he and I talked about this morning, which I thought might be kind of fun for us to talk about, is he wanted to talk about lovable, what makes somebody lovable. And I said, well, you know, I think that all of us have our lovable and unlovable selves, and probably the trick in relationships is to find somebody who likes more or less who you are when you're not trying too hard, when you're not trying to be too lovable, that they like a lot of the things about you, that you have things in common. But I think all of us have bristly days where we're just not, we don't even like ourselves very much, and days where we are open and charming and warm and sensitive and funny and generous. And I think those are basically how most of us would define lovable. Then he said, well, what about performance? That he'd gone to a concert or something, and he said that either the performers, it wasn't clear whether either the performers were saying, you know, we feel the love, or the audience was saying we love you or whatever. And I said, well, you know, that's the whole point, is that, first of all, a performance, by definition, is a performance. It's not something that necessarily you do on a day-to-day basis. And the public, and I said, you know, all of us know people in the public eye who seem to be really wonderful people who in private are not particularly. And there are also people who are very wonderful one-on-one who don't do very well in a large crowd. And so I think part of it is the notion of performance, is that we're sort of trying to please someone else when we're being lovable. If you can be lovable without trying, that would probably be a good thing. I think that probably means that you're a teddy bear, but because I'm not sure a whole lot of people have babies, I suppose, could be lovable without trying until they get cranky, or they have a diaper rash, or they're hungry, or they're feeling neglected, or whatever it is that makes them less lovable at that moment. So the deal being that, oh goody, we have planes going by. Do they not understand I'm doing a program that they can, this is the no-fly zone?
You should put a sign up on your window that says, don't fly here on
well,
the
you know,
air.
Exactly. You know, they're always doing, in all the radio studios I've ever been in, they're always doing construction somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, and it's a matter of running around and saying to people, either one floor above you or one floor below you, usually not next door to you, because usually the radio studios have the whole floor, mm-hmm. although not always, and try to convince people that you're doing a radio show, and they keep saying, well, how nice for you. It doesn't make any difference. You know, we have a job to do, so.
Yeah.
Soundproof is, I think, a relative term. At any rate. I digress. We're talking about lovable. Planes flying over isn't lovable. But the idea being that pretending to be someone you're not, especially in an intimate relationship, is really a trap. Because either you have to keep it up, which means that's a lot of work and a lot of stress to not be who you are, to not just be able to be yourself. And if you begin being yourself, the other person is either going to be turned off or feel sandbagged or misled or something. So it's really a trap. What you need to do is find somebody who basically likes more or less who you are, even when you're not trying very hard to be lovable. Probably all of us can work a little harder at not being bristly, especially around people we care about. Most of us are nicer to strangers than we are to people we really care about. But that's because we are sort of performing for them, that there's less invested, so who we really are is kind of irrelevant, and we're not looking for an ongoing relationship with them. We're just trying not to get on their bad side, because who knows what their bad side is like. But the idea of being lovable. And I suppose part of it is just being loving, being willing to be open, being willing to be vulnerable. But it was, I have the feeling that I'm kind of Doug's private sort of therapist for the week. Whatever's going on in his life is what he wants to talk with me about on the air, which is just fine, since that's what I do with you guys as well. It's just that you get to be anonymous, and it's his show, so he gets to do, I guess, whatever he wants to do. 855-99-37569. 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-99-37569. So I could give Doug a hard time about Day in History because I knew about the Day in History because we had done it. So today is kind of an interesting day because it has to do with big names. Like in 1834, Andrew Jackson used federal soldiers to suppress a labor dispute. Not necessarily a hallmark, but, you know, sort of a famous person doing something. In 1845, Edgar Allan Poe's first signed piece of fiction was published in the Evening Mirror, which was a raven. Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Clay introduces the Compromise of 1850 to the Congress. Carl Benz, like of Mercedes-Benz fame,
mm-hmm.
patented the first successful gasoline-driven automobile in 1886.
Hmm.
We've been fussing about that ever since. Right?
Yeah.
So 129 years ago. It's hard to believe. Because Henry Ford wasn't until, what, the 1910, 1920, something like that?
Yeah, so something like that.
Carl was ahead of the curve. The American League was organized in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that? With 8 founding teams.
That's right.
Charles Curtis of Kansas became the first Native American U.S. Senator in 1907.
Hmm.
I didn't realize that. The first inductees in the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
1963, which is interesting, if we juxtapose those two numbers, the first inductees in the Pro Football Hall of Fame were announced.
How about that?
Both yeah, on the same
first
day.
Inductees in the same day.
Yeah, same day.
Yeah.
And this is something that I'm sure will absolutely fascinate you, Manny. The ultimate high of hippie era, the Mantra Rock Dance, San Francisco, Janis Joplin, the Grateful Dead, and Allen Ginsberg. You were not even a gleam in your daddy's eye at that moment.
Nope, not even close.
And believe it or not, Governor of Illinois, Ron Blagojevich, remember him?
Blagojevich, yep.
Blagojevich?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Goy? Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay. Was removed from office today
mm-hmm.
by in 2009. He was one of the ones who was completely unremorseful.
Yeah.
Remember? And all that hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something about comb-overs that just makes guys unremorseful. I think we call it the Trump phenomenon in most parts of the world. Am I going to get in trouble for that? Hopefully the Donald's not listening. All right. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dried guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Janet, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. And
sure.
You've helped me in the past, and I'm hoping that you can help with this situation. It's been bothering me for a while.
Okay.
And my question is, how or what to say to a person that I've known for 27 years who I feel asked me to do them a favor and kind of found out after the fact that they made me an unwilling accomplice in something they knew I would never want to be involved in. And
whoa.
They just keep bugging me, just really bothers me.
How long ago did all this happen?
Well, it happened last year, and mm-hmm. When I found out about it, the person was going through a divorce, and so it didn't seem like I didn't feel like it was the time to bring it up. with them. But I've noticed that I can't forget about it. It just kind of pops into my head.
All right, let me ask you, can you give me some idea of what it was that you got involved in?
Yes. I was asked by this person to watch their son while they went to a doctor's visit. And it was last minute, and apparently somebody was supposed to watch their son. And then I got a call saying, well, that person couldn't do it. Can you watch our son? And I did. And then later I found out that that they were going to have an abortion. And I've known this person for a long time, and I know that they know. If I knew, had known, I wouldn't have been able to be a party to that.
Okay. This seems to me, Janet, to fall in the same category. Well, let me ask you whether or not it does fall in the same category for you. If I came to you, well, let me not put it that way. People loan other people money, and it seems to me that there are two ways of going. They're either the path that says, what do you need it for? And then they decide whether or not they, as the potential donor, agrees that it's a worthwhile expense, or they just give the person the money with the idea being that, you know, that and they may or may not pay it back, whatever that issue is. But it would seem to me that a lot of favors fall into that category of either I'm going to judge the worthiness of what I'm being asked to do. I get this all the time because people say, well, do I babysit for my daughter-in-law when I think she's dating someone I don't approve of? Or do I, so I think the issue, and it may be easier or harder for you to do it, is to say that if every time somebody asked you a favor, you said, what are you going to do as a result of doing the favor? You're going to spend a lot of time vetting other people's lives. And as I said, the most common example that I know of that is the money. If somebody calls up and says, what do you want the money for? Or that if someone calls up and says, can I have the money? You either say yes or what is it for? And it seems to me that loaning money is always tricky. Doing favors is always tricky. But vetting other people's choices is going to get us in more trouble than it's worth. So I think you're right.
Well,
that they would not, if they said, look, I need to go and have an abortion, you would have said, I don't believe in that. I'm not going to do that. But I'm not sure that they were asking you to judge their lives. I think what they were saying is, I'm in a pinch. I need someone to take care of my kid.
Yeah, no, I see, and it, to me, this is right up there with somebody asking to borrow my car and then go, you know, running somebody over deliberately with it. I they know it.
Well, I see, I hear that you've, but Janet, I think their dilemma was, and what you can do is decide that you don't want them as friends anymore. And I think that's an okay thing to do.
I can't make that choice. Yeah.
But kiddo, I think that is the choice, believe it or not, that you're making. Because when you're saying that I will only do favors if I approve of of what you're doing, the reason that you're asking me to do the favor, you're going to, I mean, it becomes a dilemma. And I hear what you're saying is, that sometimes we have, and I think this is true with most adults, is that we have friends that we love dearly and we don't agree on everything, whether it's politics or religion or how to raise children or how to spend money or alcohol or we could probably come up with a list of 100 things that people disagree about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with friends that what we try and do is find the most points of agreement, and the rest of them we turn a blind eye to, because otherwise we're either going to have no friends. Basically, we're going to have no friends because we're really asking that someone is exactly like us.
And I'm okay with him not being a friend. He's kind of a family member that I...
Okay.
He's a part of the family, and so part of me is...
Well, but then, Janet, what you...
I'm more than willing to never see him again.
Well, and I think it's not necessarily...
To me, it was a complete violation.
Well, but I think from his point of view, he was up a creek. He needed someone to take care of his child, which is not an insignificant kind of thing to do. He wanted somebody he could trust, and he knows you, that if he'd said, this is what I want it for, you would have said no, and he needed someone to take care of his child. So he didn't ask you to be complicit.
Yeah.
He just decided
yes,
to not
did.
Tell
and
you.
And I'm left with this stuff. I'm left with it in my head. I'm left with it in my heart.
Well, but Janet,
at the
I think
very least, I want to say you knew what this. I want to tell him it was a crappy thing to do to me, and that he should be in control of his. This is like this fourth abortion, and I didn't want to be involved in. I mean, any of this stuff.
Well, I think. I want to know about it. But Janet, I think you can. How did you find out about it?
Because he said it during the course of telling me why they were getting a divorce now, because she got pregnant. And then it's like he couldn't keep track of the one issue from the other issue. So,
right, well, but Janet, but I think you're talking about something a little different now. What you're talking about is this is something that you do that I don't approve of. The fact is you knew I didn't approve of it. And you were careless enough to have told me about it, which means that I now feel complicit in this. But that's a slightly different issue. What you're saying, and I think what you can say to him, is I really don't want to be involved on this level with you anymore because of a number of reasons. Number one is that you lied by sin of omission. You got me involved in something that I feel complicit in, even though I didn't know about it, but because you made sure I didn't know about it. But more importantly, that this is something that you do repeatedly, and it just goes against how I view how people should live their lives. And I can only be friends with people that I have some degree of respect for, and this one just undermines my respect for you. And I think you can do that. But I think you sort of feeling guilty about it is not fair to you. I mean, you didn't know anything about it.
No, I didn't feel guilty about it. I felt like I had been used
Janet,
I don't want to beat him to death every time I hear his name or see him.
Well, then explain to him explain to him what the issue is. But my dear, listen, with all due respect, this had nothing to do with you. This was somebody who had who was caught in a bind and asked you to help out, and he knew if he told you exactly what the issue was, you wouldn't help out, and he needed you to help out. It wasn't about you. It was about him. And you can argue that that wasn't a very fair thing to do. But it's like when somebody borrows money and says and they use it for things that you don't approve of, that you feel betrayed. Well, it's not a betrayal. It's just that you didn't ask the questions and they didn't give you the information because they knew you wouldn't go along with it. That we don't have to necessarily sit in judgment of other people's lives. We can just decide where we stop and someone else begins. And I think what you can say to him is that your behavior is something that's hard. I don't want to sit in judgment on you, but it makes me feel that we do not have the bond that friends should have. And I just want you to take me off the, you know, ask her for a favor list.
Yeah. Well, and that was something I could see in the foreseeable future was because of the family dynamic set up.
Well, but Janet, you can always say, listen, kiddo.
I just said, forget it. I can't watch him anymore.
But Janet, it's akin to if you said to him, look, I'd really like you I'd like you to do some work for me, and I'll pay you money for it. Well, no, we'd have to. I'm trying to figure out that somehow that you asked him to do something to help you out, and the result was you doing something he didn't approve of. I mean, I think people do it all the time. And it doesn't make it right, but it's not wrong per se. Asking somebody to do a favor for you is just that. It's not a contract. It's not saying anything other than I'd appreciate if you'd help me out in this. The ramifications of it, I think, we have to be very careful about sitting in judgment on other people's lives because that means they can sit in judgment on our life, and most of us are not crazy about that.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that whole issue about doing favors is a complicated one, isn't it? Because a favor is just that. It's not a contract. It's not if-then. It's not a negotiation necessarily. It's something, it's a gift, right? A favor really is a gift. And if there's strings attached to it, you're best off to understand that, whether you're offering a favor or doing a favor for someone. If you're saying, look, I'm willing to do this, I'm willing to loan you my car if you fill it up with gas. If someone says, can I borrow your car, and you say yes, and you do not express the issue that the gas tank needs to be filled and come back, and then you're mad at them, then you didn't do them a favor. You didn't do yourself a favor. You didn't do the relationship a favor. That if there are strings attached, if it's something more than just on face value a favor, then you need to be aware of it and make the other person aware of it as well. It's the stuff of which long-term feuds are based. Speaking of which, I know we have some emails that are percolating around.
We do.
Yes. Should we unpercolate one of them?
Yes.
How about if we decant one of them? I've just mixed my liquid metaphors.
Let's go to an anonymous emailer who actually would like for you to refer to them as Cookie, which is one of your favorite names to give to people.
Yeah,
so
truly.
It's perfect. This person writes, Dr. Joy, I have a question. What do you say when an acquaintance or colleague tells you that they're getting a divorce or have gotten one? I can think of plenty of the wrong things to say, but I'm not sure what is an appropriately kind or neutral response. If it were a close friend, I'd know how to react. But what about when you don't really know the reasons, whose decision it was, etc., or even how the person feels about it, and you don't want to pry?
Exactly. I think you've really just put your thumb on it. When someone says, I'm getting a divorce, I'd say, should I congratulate you or give you a hug? I think that's a perfectly legitimate way to respond because you don't know. You don't know if they're going, yay, free at last, or if they're going, you know, I can't believe he did this to me, or I can't believe she's leaving me with the kids. So I think it's perfectly okay to say, wow, I'm surprised or whatever. Tell me, are you pleased about it or unhappy about it? Is there anything I can do to express your concern or your interest without prying? I think it's the way to do it. I'm just saying, and people have said, I got an email from one of my former assistants, and she said, I'm pregnant. And I said, how do you feel about that? And because I didn't know. I didn't know if this was this was an accident, this was a tragedy, they were so pleased they hardly knew what to do, or this was inevitable. I just didn't know. And so I just said, wow, how do you feel about it? And, you know, so I think just asking them to give you the information is a perfectly legitimate thing to do. And good for you for sensitivity, Cookie. There you go. Because usually, I mean, if somebody tells you, they're telling you for a limited number of reasons, right? One possible reason is they figure it's going to get out and they didn't want you to be the last to know. One is that they may want sympathy. One is that they may want a date. One is that they may want somebody to commiserate with. They may want you to celebrate with, and you don't know. So, and as you've undoubtedly done in your head, if you say, wow, that's great, and they say, no, I'm devastated, then you feel like you're a jerk. If you say, gee, I'm sorry, they say, oh, no, I'm thrilled. Then, so I think just saying, gee, how do you feel about it? Or even saying, are you okay about it? It's a perfectly legitimate thing to do. And they will tell you whatever they want you to know about it. But you're right. I mean, it's hard to know exactly what people feel about it. And sometimes they don't know exactly what they feel about it. They may be combination of relieved or feel that the marriage has been in trouble for a long time or that, you know, if it wasn't so public, they'd be thrilled about it, or it was their idea, who knows? So I think just saying, tell me how you feel about it, is a perfectly legitimate way of being caring and not sticking your foot in it or sort of feeling like you're saying exactly the wrong thing. Righty? Make sense? Yes. All righty. Speaking of what to say and what not to say, Manny found it to be, let's give credit where credit is due. The Manster found an article, and as you know, some of these articles just drive me nuts because either they're wrong-headed or they're so simplistic as to be ridiculous, or they're so almost trite, you know, that everybody already knows it, or I've been talking about it for years or something. But this one is actually pretty good. It's five phrases that kill closeness, and I would argue these are five phrases that'll get you in trouble in almost any circumstance. It's not only in male or female or romantic relationships, right? And the first one is kind of, it's going to take you back a little bit. The first thing not to say is,
why? Which kind of refers back to Cookie's email. When someone says, I'm getting a divorce, saying why is probably going to make somebody defensive, because it does seem to pry. And there's almost, why is almost always a prying statement, right? If I'm taking a vacation, why? I'm calling in late, why? It's like you're demanding an explanation. You're demanding more information. It's kind of the Spanish Inquisition school of life. Tell me why. And it will make most people defensive. And the exercise that the author suggests is the next time you're sitting down, you know, you're making yourself a nice dinner, or you're going to a movie, or you're doing something that's really kind of fun, and say to yourself, why am I doing this? And the author says you're going to instantly feel some level of anxiety, of questioning your own motives at that moment. And an alternative might be to say one of the other, you know, the five W's. Well, it's actually five W's and one H, right? Who, why, where, how, and when. We all learned that in journalism school. So instead of saying why, you could say what. You know, what am I hoping to accomplish here? Or what could be the outcome? Or and you can see how easily you get to the why. Why am I doing this? But why is really demands an explanation. And for most relationships, even when with ourselves, it's tricky. So I thought that was kind of an interesting perspective. The second one is you need to. The idea being that you're in a position of authority telling somebody else what they should do in a troubled situation. Tricky, especially if you're right. And if you're wrong, then you look like a nincompoop and they're going to fight you. But if somebody is talking with you about a difficulty in their life and saying you need to do this, first of all, need is its own kind of word that has a huge amount of valence with it. But telling somebody what they need to do or what they should do is not a very good idea. You might want to substitute could or have you thought about, right? You need is a statement of moral superiority and urgency, which don't work very well together. So try saying, have you thought about, or even asking the question, what makes sense to you? Again, using what, not why. All right, I'll tell you more when we return. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.